Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. And thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I'm joined by Katrina Hittner.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined right now by our good friend, Paul Trombe from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
Paul, it is nice. It is calm out there right now. We know Mother Nature is not going to sit still for long. What is Thursday, I know, is looking a little interesting. What do you got for us with that?
Yeah, it looks like once we get to late evening tonight, starting to see the snow band building up to the north over our area. But quiet daytime here for us with the clouds and temps holding steady from the low 30s, north winds 5 to 10. We'd have that winter storm watch in effect from late tonight out into Thursday. And it looks like we'll start to see the band of snow moving in late evening, overnight, especially 27. And then more snow into Thursday. Total accumulations right now, 4 to as much as 8 inches, looking to be on track here for our area. 33 tomorrow with that light snow. Looks like the heaviest part of the snowfall occurs, though, from late tonight into probably midday on Thursday, and then tapering off during the afternoon. Thursday night, 22, 27, cloudy Friday. 15 Friday night, quiet for the weekend, still some mid and upper 20s with some clouds around Saturday into Sunday. Overnight lows still in the mid and upper teens generally through the end of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
I appreciate the updates, Paul. About what we were expecting. Going to be ready for it, that's for sure. We're more prepared now thanks to you guys. Appreciate the time. We'll talk more tomorrow.
Hey, you bet.
I'm going to. Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Best in the business right there. Yeah, be ready for that tomorrow, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you can get this stuff done today, not a bad idea.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely.
We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit. But as we kicked off our show with our National Day of Calendar, we were telling you it's National Thesaurus Day.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're encouraged to expand our vocabulary today. It's the 18th because of a guy named Peter Rogeshay, who was born on this day in 1779 and published the first thesaurus in 1852. So there we have our question. Yeah,
the
answer to our question. Yeah. So in honor of it, here are some alternatives to common words that can make you sound smart or, better yet, astute, brainy, wise, even.
Ooh, very nice.
Yes, yes. We're all looking for this. I will admit that there. Growing up, I have a very, very intelligent family, you know, and people that are on the genius spectrum and stuff. And so growing up, I went to so many different schools, and it was so hard to, I am in this school, and we're learning algebra, or I mean, we're learning our times tables. Mm-hmm. I go to this school, and they've already gone past that.
Right, so, every school has their rhythm.
So I think that for a while there, especially in my 20s, I struggled with self-worth, and I know I struggled with that, but I struggled with intelligence and thinking I was smart enough or anything like that, and always thinking I was the dumbest person in the room, and I really worked at that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think it's more of a balance for me where,
sure.
Honestly, I don't mind being not stupid. That's not the right word, I know. But not
having the answer.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I find that fun and interesting. It's actually something that I think started when I was young because I didn't have the answers. Mm-hmm. And I've never been the person that is afraid to raise my hand because I think a question is stupid.
That's great.
I'm not saying I'm, you know, Teflon to what people think.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's an advantage to being a gypsy and being moved around all the time, you can't worry that much about what people think.
Right.
You don't even know these people. You just literally got here and everything. It makes it a lot easier to ask those questions. For me, it was, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that it helped me expand my vocabulary a bit.
Yeah.
Because there were so many words that people would use that adults that I'd spend time with. As a kid, I just, like my uncles, different people, I spent a lot of time around adults. Mm-hmm. As a kid, and they all talked like this, so I wanted to talk like that.
Yeah,
so your vocabulary grows and everything. I think that it's one of the ways for people who may struggle with their self-worth of intelligence to feel a little smarter. I do actually think that they're joking about this kind of as well, make you sound smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with this phrase. It's one of the phrases I despise the most, fake it till you make it.
Right.
But I will say that there is some truth to it. Mm-hmm. And I do think that there is some meaning behind it. And this is a little of that. Not the same thing, mm-hmm. but it's a little of that of, hey, maybe your intelligence isn't where you would like it to be. Maybe it isn't where you think that it should be on a national average or whatever. So what? Mm-hmm. You know, learn some words. Learn something about, because I guarantee you, that there are topics you know more about than anybody else.
Absolutely. Learn something new every day. You can learn something new or dive deeper into a topic that intrigues you. But you're right. Everybody knows something. Everybody knows a lot of information. They just feeling comfortable and confident on it, too.
I think focus on the things that you excel in and lean into that a bit mm-hmm. as far as when you're thinking about your mental intelligence yeah. and those things.
What's your passion?
So let's look at some of these words. Instead of happy, say delighted. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Instead of worried, say agitated. Mm-hmm. Agitated is a funner word. Agitated is a much more fun word.
Yeah, it is.
Instead of begin, say commence.
Ooh.
Okay, I don't know about that one. I like it. I
think
it.
Of like a commencement speech when I think
of
that one.
Yes, yes. And I do feel like, okay, so shall we begin? Like that, okay, seems like, yes, yeah. Let's get going. Shall we commence? Like, who is this guy? Who said that? I don't know about mm-hmm. that one. Instead of think about, say, contemplate. Yeah.
I've used that one before, yep.
Mm-hmm. I like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've used that one too. Oh, this next one I use all the time, actually. Instead of I love you, say I adore you.
Nice.
I think the L word has so much heaviness to it. Mm-hmm. Adore has a little more freedom to it, mm-hmm. a little more play, kind of too. Self-interpretation and mm-hmm. stuff.
I think play, too, when I hear that word.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, I like that. Yeah. Instead of it is cold out, it is frigid out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can use that one tomorrow, James.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll be able to use that one tomorrow. Although I'll say, like, commence and frigid. I don't want to say that they're older words or older terms, but uh-huh. they feel like that to mm-hmm. me, which also, in a weird way, kind of makes them seem more, like, regal. More,
sure,
like, I don't know.
Sure,
I don't, like,
sure. I follow you.
Instead of wrong, say erroneous.
Oh, erroneous.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
I won't think of that one, but yes, good.
I don't know why, but erroneous just is not a fun word to me.
Mm-mm.
It's not. Maybe because I'm wrong all the time. Maybe. I don't know.
You're in denial of it.
Yes, yes.
That you're erroneous.
Mm. Something about that word, though.
I hear you.
There's very few words that I'm like that with.
It made you cringe. I saw you cringe.
Yeah, I did. I didn't even know it did that to me. I can't think of another word in the English language that's like that for me, but mm-hmm. that word does it to me, I guess. Huh, interesting. There's got to be other ones. I'm mm-hmm. sure there's other ones. Instead of fast, say expeditiously.
If you can actually say the word.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you can't actually say the word. it's a good thing I don't talk for a living. That's where I'm lucky.
I'm really lucky
about that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of I am tired, I am fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And instead of asking about something, inquire about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like inquire.
Yeah, I do like that. I also think that they focus on feeling more intelligent or these things with this. Isn't this just more fun, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to change it up a little bit? We use the same dialogue all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun to, you know, instead of saying smart, wise,
mm-hmm.
just to change it up a little
bit. Absolutely.
I think that part's fun.
It's fun learning new words. I remember we did this, I think it was a couple cousins of mine and my sister. We would learn a new word like every week and we would try to focus in on it. And that's another fun New Year's resolution or something to expand your vocabulary, right? Like, again, New Year's resolutions don't have to be about like your physical or whatever.
Yeah.
Expand it with words. Do this. Try a new word every day or new every week.
Melissa is working, I believe, working to learn Spanish.
Mm.
And I
mm-hmm.
think that that's a really cool one.
So cool.
Yeah, things like that. Especially if you are at a place like, well, I'm okay with my weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with my this, my diet, these things. But, you know, I would like to improve somewhere. Mm-hmm. I would like to do something. I think learning a new word every day, learning a new language, that you're not. We do this to ourselves a lot. We treat life, even in our 30s, our 20s, our 30s, mm-hmm. our 40s, like we're still in school. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I want to learn a language. Mm-hmm. So then I focus and I start learning on a language, and what's bound to happen, you have highs and lows, mm-hmm. and those lows tend to kind of like discourage you and not want to keep doing it or whatever and stuff. And you're not being tested. Like, you are the teacher here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point.
Go at your own pace. Figure it out yourself. If mm-hmm. if you get frustrated, maybe take a break from it for a day or two or something and come back to it. Mm-hmm. But don't lose sight of the fact that you're not answering to anybody but yourself with this stuff.
And maybe you just want to make it a weekly routine on Wednesdays to listen to James and Phil with Quality Press Printing and learn that wicked awesome word of the day. I can't even say that. No. How does he say that all the time?
It's because you're so excited, because yes, that is going to be Phil is going to be joining us in this 8 o'clock hour with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. It's exciting. It's understandable. You get a little tongue tied.
He probably looks at new words like this that we're doing right now.
I know that I've talked to him on air, off air about this a little, and he's very genuine about this. It seems like sometimes they just organically happen, mm-hmm. and sometimes he does do a little bit looking into mm-hmm. it. But I like the way that he's got a perfect batting average so far. Mm-hmm. All these words have been great. We've mm-hmm. enjoyed every one of them, and we enjoy, of course, catching up with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We will do that probably around 8:40 this hour, somewhere around there. They'll be joining us.
Nice.
For now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, come back, and do some celebrating with all of you in Misty's Menu on mornings here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is some celebrating, and we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And if you are celebrating a birthday, mm-hmm. let them know that it's your birthday, for the love of all, and get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Absolutely.
It is just that simple. We want to encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. You can send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Like our Facebook page. Direct message us that way as well. Do want to remind you guys, make sure to get us these birthdays and anniversaries before we're on the air. I don't tend to go on social media when I'm on the air. I kind of got a job to focus on mm-hmm. here, so I'm going to kind of do that by job. But we do want you guys to send us birthdays and anniversaries. So you know these are coming. Get them to us maybe a day or two early.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to celebrate with all of you like we will with these two people we got here. I need a one or a two from you, Katrina.
Two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we can go right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Dan Forrester.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Dan, we hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy it. And our qualifier today, Pete Wilkes.
Pete, it's your day. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Pete, and enjoy. And you can go ahead and you don't have to wait to get to win the Misties. Get on over there right now and get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Both of you. Mm-hmm. Get on over there. And again, thank you to whoever sends us these birthdays and anniversaries. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Keep them coming, everybody. Let us take a look at our celebrity list. Jason Segel is 43 today. Marshall on How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was a star in that, too. He still acts, but he's gotten much more behind the camera. He's writing a lot more now and directing a lot mm-hmm. more. He's actually worked with, I think he did a Muppet movie while ago, too. He's an interesting guy. Mm-hmm. He was actually going to be a big basketball player. But I think he tore his ACL or something like that and kind of went into comedy.
Interesting.
Yeah. But one of those guys, too, that everybody says is one of the greatest people on set. Mm-hmm. Like those kind of guys. They just love working with him. Mm-hmm. He seems like that, too, though. He seems like one of those people. Let's see here. I got to get this one in. Jonathan Davis from Korn is 52. And God, that made me feel old. Wow.
Yeah.
96 is Life is Peachy. Adidas, mm-hmm. No Place to Hide, Follow the Leader, Issues, Falling Away from Me. I mean, Korn has hundreds, tons of songs, tons of hits. And not everybody's style of music, to be honest, not even really my style of music most of the time, but there's certain artists that pull me into that type of music. And I think friends do this to you too.
Yes.
I probably would have never came across Pantera on my own, but all my friends were into it, so it got me into it. Now I'm a big fan.
Sure.
Korn was one of those bands I came across, like a lot of kids in the 90s, you know, that just liked it. But Jonathan Davis suffered from abuse at a young age. And was one of the first like writers or artists that I remember being able to talk about it in songs. And it was game-changing for me.
Yeah,
like absolutely. Him as an artist, him as a writer, will always look up and admire his work. And they're a good band. Dave Bautista is 54. Drax the Destroyer in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He's been in Dune. You see him in the streaming commercials for Disney Plus and everything. He is having fun. He is enjoying life. He's in a new M. Night Shyamalan movie. He looks really good in, too. So The Rock gets most of the credit for this. I think it all starts with Hulk Hogan, of course, with going from wrestling to acting.
Yeah.
Certainly starts with Hulk and what Hogan did. And you can't take that away. I mean, that changed things for wrestling. You know, The Rock has really gone and taken it to a whole nother level.
Yes.
Where he is... I don't think Hulk Hogan ever outgrew the wrestling mantra. He was always a wrestler first and then an actor or whatever else. The Rock has gotten to a point now where there are people who don't even remember that he was a wrestler.
Kind of right on that one. That is very true. He's more of an, you know, actor now than he is actually a wrestler.
Sneaky, in a sneaky way, but I genuinely, and I don't say this in a mean way to The Rock, way more talented as an actor, Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista's got chops. Like, he can actually act.
Yep.
I watched a Hotel Artemis movie, and I watched it mainly because Jodie Foster was in it, and he was in it as well. And he held his own with her. And to me, Jodie Foster is the peak of the mountain.
Yeah.
There's Helen Mirren's, there's Meryl Streep's, there's Jodie Foster's. Like, that's the peak there. And he hung with her. He's got chops. He can do it. He's a good actor. And he's just, to be honest, he's just kind of getting started in this. He's only been doing it for about 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So he's only going to get better at it, I think.
Think about it. Wrestling is somewhat acting.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes sense that I didn't really at first thinking about it, but when you really look down at it, you're like, wow, yeah, they are doing some acting right there. So
I had somebody.
Makes sense.
It does perfectly. You have to sell a move. You have to sell getting punched.
Yeah.
You hear all the time. I hear that the greatest wrestlers to work with were the guys that could really sell a punch. That's acting. That's acting 101. I do that. I've done that 100 times on stage where I've gotten punched or I punch somebody and it's not real. You're so right about that.
So you're a wrestler too then?
I wish. I wish. But I'd have fun with that. Jesse L. Martin is 54. Detective Joe West on The Flash. He was Detective Ed Green on Law & Order. Tom and Rent. Great, great actor. Versatile actor. The great Dave Attell is 58, comedian who had the show, had the Insomniac TV show on Comedy Central forever. Just one of my favorite comedians of all time. I love Dave Attell. He's great. One of the better hockey players you'll ever see, Mark Messier, 62 today. They say New York Rangers legend. He was a Montreal Canadian legend long before the Rangers. That should be noted. Tom Bailey is 67, founder of the Thompson Twins. Hold me now, doctor, lies, lay your hands. Thompson Twins. Speaking of 80s, wow. Yeah. That wow. Okay, it's his birthday, so I'm going to be nice. Kevin Costner is 68 today. Now, I have made it very clear that there is pretty much, there's a couple of actors I'm not too big on, but there's really only one or two that I dislike. I'm not a fan of Kevin Costner.
Okay.
I read some interviews when I was a kid of his, and I seen some interviews of his that really turned me off of his work. And not only him, his work, I mean more him. I don't know him as a man. I don't know what he's like. But I didn't like his approach. I didn't like the way he treated acting and those things. And I certainly didn't really like his work. I didn't.
Sure.
I've never seen Kevin Costner do anything where I thought, oh, well, I could never see another actor in that role. Not Field of Dreams, not anything. I could see 100 other actors. I could see Tom Hanks killing it in Field of Dreams. A lot of that.
Yep.
But I will say I want to say his first big role. There's this movie Fandango. It's a kind of an independent film that he does. And he's pretty good in it. He does a really nice job. And it's his first real performance. It's his first real acting. And granted, this isn't Shakespeare that he has to pull off or anything like that. But he does a really nice job. And to this day, it's the best acting I've seen him do. I know how big I know how big of a name Kevin Costner is. I know how many people love his work. I'm not begrudging that to anybody.
Right.
Like your Yellowstone, like Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
That's what acting's all about. That's what entertainment's all about. Mm-hmm. You like this person, you like the cut of their jib, go ahead, go for it. This is just silly me, talking here.
Well, everybody has their preferences. It's a fair.
And I think it's also fair, like even I will be the first person to admit, any actor that can stick around this long, that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's had a long career.
And a diverse career, too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like the great Orville Hardy, born in this day in 1892, passed away in 1957. Stan Laurel's partner in crime and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier the upper echelon of acting. Mm-hmm. Those actors that I mentioned.
Yep.
I've said many times, and I still to this day have not been able to find one to outrank these two. For me, I can't decide if the greatest actor I've ever seen is Sidney Poitier or Cary Grant, who was born in this day in 1904, passed away in 1986. The quintessential leading man. Suspicion, Notorious, To Catch a Thief, North by Northwest, To Catch a Thief. I'll keep coming back to that one. But Arsenic and Old Lace is probably, if you've never seen a Cary Grant movie, I think that's the one I would point to, just because he's so silly and versatile in it. And you don't get to see him like that very often. And that's also one of my dream roles. So that's another reason why I will mention that. But to me, as a little kid, and I tell my papa when I move up here, Papa, I want to be an actor. He didn't discourage me. He didn't tell me that it'll never happen or laugh at me or anything. So, okay, but you're going to learn from the greats. And I sat down and we sat there and I watched To Catch a Thief with him. And my life was changed. I watched Cary Grant and I was completely changed.
Yeah.
I've to this day not seen a more just well-rounded, well-tuned actor who was, okay, this is what this man was born to do.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Incredible talent. Danny Kaye, another amazing talent, born on this day in 1911, passed away in 1987. Brilliant comedian. Sang his redheaded heart out in Hans Christian Andersen movies and was on Bing Crosby's partner in White Christmas. Great actor. Great great comedic timing.
Yes.
Danny Kaye's timing to this day is unparalleled. We mentioned this earlier. A.A. Milne is celebrating a birthday today. I'm not sure if it's Milne, but the creator of Winnie the Pooh. And all those things we touched on earlier today. The original Bozo the Clown, born in this day in 1922, passed away in 1997. His real name was Bob Bell. Entertained me and many kids growing up.
Yeah, right?
When I was a kid in Illinois, this was every kid in Illinois grew up watching the Bozo the Clown show on WGN. Every kid did. It was mandatory to the point where when I first started taking school bus rides and everything, that was like the first thing brought up on the bus. It was great.
Did you watch that?
It's great. Good stuff. And Dave Ruffin, born in this day in 1941, passed away in 1991, lead singer of The Temptations. Incredible singer. Yeah. To be able to lead The Temptations, you've got to be something.
Man, absolutely.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Dan Forrester.
Happy birthday, Dan.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Pete Wilkes.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Everybody out there celebrating a birthday, enjoy and get on over to Misty's Menu. Let them know it's your birthday. Get a free slice of Brian's pie. Stick around for Melissa's news. We'll get to that for you and have some fun there. And then we'll come back and get into some more. We'll have our Misty's Menu. We'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up and plenty more here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. I genuinely thought I'd never hear this song again.
I know, right? Nope. There you go. Seth, boom, right back at you.
Just got it in there. Those 80s just keep on coming.
I'm okay with that.
That beat. Welcome back, everybody. I don't think you can do this anymore.
I don't know if you could.
I don't think you can have just a silly song. This is nonsense, Falco. But it's also, I will say, though, it kind of like got people a little bit used to hip-hop.
Yeah,
got people a little bit used to rap, like Deborah Harry rapping in Blondie, these kind of things. Kind of loosened the public up to a little bit more to the rhyming and stuff.
See? Well, there's all reason for everything.
The histories of rhyming in popular culture and everything. It's quite interesting. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. We're looking forward to that. So what we'll do, we'll dive into something and then we'll kind of probably come back to it or something like that, Katrina.
Sounds perfect.
While we're talking, so what I wanted to mention was tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by a new furry friend. Mm-hmm. We have been very happy about this. We kicked it off last week. We are back having our pet of the week with our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
We're so thankful for this. A big shout out to the Southwood County Humane Society and our great sales staff. A nice job by our team, mm-hmm. Ashley, doing this. Great work getting this back here at the station. We're so thankful to have sponsors for this. Last week we had Bow Wow Meow Boutique. Mm-hmm. This week we're going to have E-Way Sales and Services, Cotton Thimble coming up, yes. And we want you to be a part of this as well. We're always going to be looking for more sponsors to keep on doing this. And if you like the segment, well, that's how we keep doing the segment, by having sponsors for said segment.
Absolutely.
We appreciate the great local businesses out there that are a part of things at Civic Media here. We are our partners. We don't work for or work. Nobody's bosses here. We're all partners and collaborators.
You're a good team.
It's so much fun to work with our sales team. They're great. They are energetic. They are hardworking and so dang creative.
Yeah, I love that.
Find out for yourself. And something else to keep in mind as we keep talking about the $1 million advertising giveaway. Here's another opportunity to work with us, to put back in your community, because that's what Civic is doing. That's what we work to do, is putting back in the communities that we are in, and really all of Wisconsin, to rise Wisconsin up and to make it the state that we know it is and can be. Help us do that by being a part of things here at the station with any of these things, and especially with the Pet of the Week. Again, that'll be around 9:04 tomorrow morning, and every Thursday that we keep doing this. We're so thankful to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Do want to take a moment to remind you that they're always looking for a hand over there. If you can volunteer, give them a call. Maybe see if they, you got a couple hours to kill or something, if they could use a hand. If you are buying a big bag of dog food or something, and you can buy an extra bag, drop it off over there. Right now, they are really in need of cat food, like wet food.
Sure. Yeah.
They could really use that. So if you maybe have an extra can or two or something,
perfect.
If you could drop them off over there, they are greatly appreciative of it. You can give them a call anytime at 423-0505. It's 423-0505. Or visit them at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to maybe give them a call, a heads up beforehand. It's never a bad idea. Encourage you to do that. Again, you can find out more by going to their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. We are fortunate every Wednesday we are joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with their Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Joining us on the airwaves right now, Mr. Phil Hartley. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James. How's it going?
Doing good over here. How are things over at the shop?
Yeah, I'm busy, which is good news. I can hear the copiers running.
Yeah, very good. Very good to hear.
That's always a good hum to hear. A little click, click, click. So that's a good thing. Yeah, no, we're doing good, James. Thank you.
Great to hear. Phil, what do you got for us for today?
So I heard this word during the week, and it must have been on TV or something, and it made me have a flashback, so I'm going to go with it. The word of the week is paladin.
Oh, good one. Paladin.
P-A-L-A-D-I-N. Paladin. And it can be a military leader. But it's also like a medieval type of thing. But it also has the definition of being a champion for a cause.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought that's a pretty cool way to say it. It came into me because when I was young in high school, or even before then, we used to play Dungeons and Dragons all the time.
Yeah.
And Paladin was one of the character choices you could make. You know, and Paladin's like Dudley Do-Right, I guess. You know, he was the do-gooder. You know, not too many people wanted to be him because you couldn't. Like being mischievous at all, you know, he couldn't kill things for no reason, you know.
Had to be it was a nobler character.
It had to be a noble character, and not too many of us were up to it.
the way I've heard it described, similar to a Knight of the Round Table.
Mm. Yeah. You had to be very virtuous to be a paladin, but it also has that other meaning of being a champion for a cause. So it's got modern day things, you know, like Martin Luther King would be a paladin, right? Somebody that, you know, stands up and believes in what they're doing and is righteous about it. So
That's a great reference and a great week to use that word too, Phil. Nicely done.
There you go. Well, it made me think of him when the word came into my head, you know, with what's happening this week. So
when I was in high school, I heard about Dungeons and Dragons, and I thought it seemed cool, but I didn't know anybody that did it. My daughter does, my oldest, and I got a friend that does it too, and I've been kind of curious about trying and learning a little bit more about it and everything. It sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. It also seems like somebody who loves acting, like an amazing game to play. Like every actor should love D&D. Like it seems like.
No, it's very true. You get right into your character. Your character becomes part of you. You know, and you see a lot of different role playing games nowadays, but on computers but this is a board game with cards and all these fancy different dice. We used to have about 30 different dice that you had to have to play this game. And of course, if you're a real geek, you had the real nice looking ones.
Yeah.
I'm proud that I had like three or four friends that were geeking.
Right on. Right on.
We had a good time. It was fun. There's, didn't hurt anybody. And you're right. It's really a fantasy action type of thing. And you can really get into it especially if you get a great personality in theater. It's a good background for it, no doubt.
Phil, how are things going over at the shop? You guys have had anything interesting come up recently?
Well, do you know that today, though, I just want to mention that. Maybe you've already talked about it because I tried to listen to you before I come on, and I couldn't today. We had some customers, which is a good thing.
Yes, very good thing.
Today is National Gourmet Coffee Day.
Yes.
So nonetheless, I'll be out of the box just across the street from us, kind of. So we'll be running over there today. So that's pretty fun. But we always do stuff here in the mornings with some coffee and gourmet and things. But no, it's been good. We got some good jobs running today. But again, we're doing some work for the United Way, which we've been working on today as well. So proud to help, again, any local organization like that. Mm-hmm. Doing some work with the local paper mills on different jobs for them. Some barcoding, which is kind of weird, not a realm we've gone into before, but one of our local mills needed a whole bunch of barcodes printed up that they're going to use for their storage bays. And we had to just work with IT to figure out how to do it, but we're putting up a whole bunch of different barcodes that they can just scan when they go around the mill and the storage areas, and little books to make for them too as well. Not only big posters of it, but little books that they can carry on their tow motors with these barcodes, so they can scan the rolls in and out. So it's kind of a different project you don't really think about, but you know, when people come to us like you've talked about before and say, "Hey, can we come up with something like this?" You know, and this time it really worked with the mill's IT department a lot to see how I could print those out, you know, in an effective way. And use what programs to use. So it's kind of a collaboration, but kind of a really neat project.
That sounds like a really neat project. I'm curious to hear how that grows, how that develops. That's interesting.
It's projects like that, and we're looking into doing different row labels for different mills and things that we could do here that would really, you know, that they could keep the business local and of course helps us out as well, right?
Yeah.
So you know, I'm happy to look at that with them. And we do a lot of work with the local manufacturers. Very proud that some of our customers like Urco and Nine Dragons and Domtar and Billerud. I got to think twice when I go to say that after working for Verso for so long. But in Billerud and a lot of local manufacturers, Metalco, Mariani, you know, we do a ton of different work for these local businesses, and we're very appreciative that they try to keep the business local.
Well, Phil, we always appreciate you joining us. Love talking with you. You and I go way back, of course. But I got to say, one of these days, you know, I'd love to interview your newest colleague over there, Atlas. She seems like such an insightful, and just her posts are really, this most recent post on Quality Plus Printing, you have to go check that out. Atlas has really got some really good wordage there. Just a smart kid.
Oh, yeah. For 2 months, he's really got it going on.
Two months old and already just really, really taking the business by storm and everything. Gosh, what an adorable baby. Baby Atlas Meyer is. That is a cute kid.
He just came and hung out with me last weekend, so I got a lot of good pictures. And we're going to be, he's now our official spokesmodel, although my daughter is trying to figure out how they make money off me.
Exactly. Talk to the Gerber people, maybe, you know, figure that out.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll be using Atlas to get the word out over the next year, I'm guessing, or forever, maybe. I don't know. Oh, shit, goes the alarm clock. He's a cool little dude. He got to hang out with Grandpa last weekend, and it's good to do it a couple of days. I was tired by the end of it, but
man, yeah, I'm tired just thinking about it. I hear you. Phil, thank you so much for the time. Please say hi to Atlas, to everybody over there for us, and we're already looking forward to next Wednesday's word. Again, the word this week, paladin.
Paladin. To be a champion of a cause.
Yes. Go out there and be a paladin, everybody.
Right. Fight the good fight.
Yes. And be sure to visit our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. They will take care of all your printing needs. Buy local, support local. Find out more by going to their website, qpprinting.com. Be sure to bookmark that. Go to Facebook. If you haven't done it already, type into your search bar, Quality Plus Printing. Like their page. Keep up to date with all the great things that they're doing. You can also give them a call anytime at 423-7440, 423-7440, and visit them at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You have a good one, Phil. Say hi to the gang for us. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you, James. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back with more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Katrina and James here with you. Take it to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We'll kick it off with some entertainment. Looking forward to all of that. Want to get into this one right here. All experienced a lost packaged or a damaged one, but have you ever received something completely different from what you ordered? I haven't had this really happen. I've had plenty of misorders or those kind of things, or a size maybe isn't the same.
Sure.
Maybe it doesn't look like the same color as I ordered it or whatever.
Right, yep.
But not like, not like this. A man in the UK recently ordered an iPhone from Amazon, but when the box arrived, it only contained a small package of dog food from an Irish company called Naturo. It's unclear how much the dog food was worth, but the man paid over $1,000 for the phone.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that dog food was not nearly the equivalent.
I don't think so.
Amazon initially refused to issue a refund, but the man told the local news about it, and then investigators reached out to Amazon. Within minutes, an Amazon rep called the man and apologized. They also issued him a full refund and told him that he'd be conducting an international review to figure out what happened. I think that with people in business, you're always going to have air. Mm-hmm. No matter what the business is, no matter how far along you go in said business, there's always going to be air because we're human and human beings air.
Absolutely.
With that being said, if you're Amazon, you... Like, this should have never gotten to the news. Like, you should have covered this right away.
You should have, right? Like, okay, let's see. Like, there's proof. You could take pictures. There's so many other ways of having proof on this versus just denying this person.
The other, so Amazon's been doing something in the last year or two, too, where I believe if something is so much amount of money and it doesn't work out and you want to return it, they just tell you to keep it.
Yes.
Because it's cheaper for them for you to just keep the item.
Right.
So not only do they usually give you a refund, but you actually keep the old item and that kind of thing.
So are people taking advantage of that, though? They're jaded to many other returns, like this gentleman's, who is point on, like, this is absolutely not what he ordered. He should get a return. But are they jaded from people taking advantage of the system?
I've been wondering about that. I've been wondering if that would happen. So I think that that's a really interesting thing to bring up. I don't know if that's the case. I also don't know if it has to do with anything that it's in the UK. Like, if they do it differently here than they do in the UK or not. I'm not sure if that plays into it or not either. But it is, I mean, I got to say, the thing that stands out to me about that is for one, that they didn't give them the break right away.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies, even especially smaller companies, realize, what's the PR angle on this? Like, I'm not, this $1,000 purchase is not going to make or break my company, but the way I handle this situation could.
Yep.
Like, that could bring, like, literal stock numbers down. We see this, like, right now, the stock of Tesla is shooting to the bottom of the earth.
Right.
And it's not because of the Teslas. It's not because of the vehicles or anything like that. Like, we see how the stocks can be and how quickly, easily those things can change. If you're Jeff Bezos, you've done a bit of a master job on this, where not a lot of people like Jeff Bezos, not a lot of people are big fans of his. How many people have stopped using Amazon? They're still using Amazon, and let me double check here. Amazon's still running just the same as it always has. So it's interesting the more we learn about CEOs, about owners, about the people that run these conglomerates, your Elon Musk, your Jeff Bezos, these key people, the more that, even though it doesn't have anything to do with their stock, or I mean to do with their company or their vehicles, how they handle social media, how they handle their lives, affects their stock. I don't believe that Henry Ford had to worry about this. I don't think the Ford Motor Company was worried about tweeting something wrong or anything like that. It's weird and interesting.
Times right now, yes, it is.
But it all comes into play. And so something simple like this may not seem like a big deal, but this guy goes to the news with the story and say Amazon still doesn't do anything about it. You know it's going to hit our shores. And it's just one more nail in the coffin if you're Jeff Bezos.
Right.
And if you're Jeff Bezos, and I got to think that he has some intelligence. He's gotten to this point in life. He started this from his garage and everything.
Right. He's creative.
You've got to realize that, every nick counts.
Yes.
Depth of 1,000 cuts is still a death. Mm-hmm. How long before the final shoe drops and people do start saying, you know what, I'm done. I'm done with Amazon. I'm not going back. We've seen it happen before. Yeah, we've seen this happen to other companies. I got to think that Amazon is closer to that than closer to their peak.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I think their peak was a while ago. And, I mean, I'm going to be the first to say I'm not an Amazon fan, mostly because, I mean, I get it. It's reasonable. It's convenient. It's easy. But it takes away business from brick and mortar, mom and pop shops. Well, I happen to own one of those. So it's close to the heart. And I go out of the way to support those, because I want to live in a community that if I need to get something, I can go there and drive there versus going, oh, shoot, I have to drive an hour or I have to drive somewhere and, oh, or I have to order online. I don't want robots to rule this world. I want humans. Mm. I appreciate them.
I agree with all of you just said. I think I've always tried to start in local and buying things here. If I can't find it here, then maybe going online.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I've learned, because I've pulled back from Amazon a lot over the last couple of years, in part because I have been able to find things in town here and stuff. But the other part of it, too, was there's times where it's like, okay, I want this said item and I can't find it in town, but I can find something pretty darn close to it. And I end up doing it and I end up liking it even more. Like, I think that you get to a point where it's easy and convenient to go online and shop, not just Amazon, but anywhere. But if you actually just take 5 more seconds, and literally, it doesn't take much more than that.
Right.
And you look around, you're like, well, wait a minute, I can go over to this store and buy it. I can go to this place and get it. And then all of a sudden, you're putting back into your community.
Mm-hmm.
And say, whatever item you're buying, most of those items are going to have a good feeling on you. You're going to feel good from using or taking or whatever. Mm-hmm. That only gets compounded and enhanced by it being local.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy your fish oil from Family Natural Foods, you're taking that fish oil and you feel even better because now every time I take it, I'm reminded not only is it good for me, but I just put back into my community.
Yeah.
You don't get that feeling from Amazon. And more and more consumers are looking for that. More and more people are looking for, I don't want to just spend my money. Mm-hmm. I want it to mean something.
Yeah.
We all want more bang for our buck. That usually involves buy one, get two, that kind of thing.
Definitely.
Now I think it's even bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It's not just, that's great. One for two is great and everything. But I want to feel good from spending my money. I want to feel like I'm doing something, like I'm purchasing something and I'm also contributing to something. Yeah.
Quality is a huge one too, right? And then I think another one that's coming back, it was more popular maybe in the 90s, but more made in the USA.
Yeah.
People spending a little bit more for something that's made here in the USA, which has a bit more quality or whatnot. But I think that's another one too.
Yes. And with that, sometimes you are going to pay a little more, but not only do you feel good from all those things, I think you touched on something really important there. I don't think I've ever bought something online and that product was in better shape or I liked it better than something I bought in person.
Sure, yep.
The things I get online, I would say it's 7 out of 10. They work out. They're not bad. But even some of those things are kind of like, well, I thought it was this color, and it's actually this color.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen when it's right in front of you.
Right. You know.
We'll take a break right here. We'll get to CBS News. We'll come back, have some more fun. We got Benny Wright stories, good stories of the day. And, of course, we are going to get into some entertainment news. All that coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.